Sports, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Tensions in Los Angeles escalating over the weekend as thousands of protesters took to the streets in response to President Trump's deployment of the National Guard. Many protesters dispersing as evening fell last night. The president's travel ban on 12 countries is now in effect. Travelers from seven other countries facing restrictions. At the Foreign Desk, ABC's Matt Rivers.
What the Trump administration is saying here is that these are countries with either a history of terrorism, whether they have histories of high rates of visa overstays. These are countries that were investigated by the State Department and found to be worthy of being included in this ban. Of course, there's going to be challenges in court, just like we saw during the first Trump administration.
Another sleepless night in Ukraine as Russia unleashes a record number of aerial strikes targeting Kyiv and other cities. Warner Brothers Discovery will soon be Warner Brothers and Discovery as it breaks up into cable and streaming operations. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Wisconsin really shines in the summertime. We have so much to do and so many ways to enjoy the beautiful landscape around us. But this is also the peak time for reckless driving in Wisconsin. Melissa Kay reports.
The State Patrol's law of the month for June is to avoid reckless driving. This includes one or more of the following behaviors: speed, improper lane changes, distracted driving, and erratic or aggressive behaviors. In 2024, 138 people died and more than 3,000 were hurt in more than 5,600 reckless driving crashes in Wisconsin. Two out of three of these crashes involved speed or distracted driving. The Wisconsin State Patrol urges drivers to follow posted speed limits, avoid distractions, and be patient on the road.
And Middleton officially has a new park. The new Lake Street Park is right on the shore on Lake Mendota. It's got a boat pier and a spot to launch a kayak and benches looking toward the water. But the centerpiece is this huge sculpture right in the middle by Alan Milligan. Lake Street Park officially opened on Friday. And some great movies have been filmed in Wisconsin. Bridesmaids, Major League, even parts of Blues Brothers. But a tax credit could bring even more here. Joanne Krulatz has more.
A bill to provide a film tax credit in Wisconsin and establish a state film office has moved out of a Senate committee. Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Ann Sayers says the state has lost out on a lot of opportunities because productions don't want to film in the state due to a lack of film credit. The bill would allow companies to apply for a 30% credit equal to cost of salary or wages for Wisconsin residents working on productions. It's now ready for a vote by the full Senate.
That's Joanne Krulatz reporting. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The PAC says goodbye to Jair. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. ESPN, the first to report, the Packers deciding to part ways with the 28-year-old defensive back Jair Alexander. Packers president Mark Murphy confirming the story to WBAY-TV Green Bay.
Well, first of all, he's been a great player for us. Obviously, elite talent and, unfortunately, just injured a lot.
Baseball, it's the Brewers and the Braves tonight in Milwaukee. The Crew losing a close one yesterday, 1-0 to the San Diego Padres. Freddy Peralta allowed just one hit through six innings and thought about going back out in the seventh.
For 1 second, I was thinking about it to come back, but it was good enough just to bring somebody else.
So Rob Zastrzynski took over in the seventh, and Manny Machado knocked one out of the park on him. That was the ball game. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I mean, it was a decision that, we had to talk to Freddy first, see how he felt. He was out of gas. Could we have pushed him into it? I'm sure he would have done it for us.
That's the Brewers' Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. Our high right around 65 this afternoon. A few scattered thunderstorms possible again tonight. Our low in the low 50s. Tomorrow will be sunny and it will be warmer with a high in the mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
State Senator Keldon Royce.
The vast majority of people on Medicaid are already working, and it is Medicaid that makes it possible for them to work. People who are disabled or have chronic illnesses, and without that health care, they would be out of the workforce. They would have no ability to participate in the economy, and now they can. Medicaid is one of the greatest workforce programs this country has ever built, and they are trying to dismantle it, and with it, they're going to take people's lives and economic security.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
At 5 p.m., I'll be joined with UW Wisconsin Law School professor Aaron Barbato to talk about immigration processes. We dispel myths and give you the real scoop.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Stephanie Miller.
Donald Trump has created the conditions you see on your TV tonight. He's exacerbated the conditions. He's, lit the proverbial match. He's putting fuel on this fire ever since he announced he was taking over the National Guard. An illegal act, an immoral act, an unconstitutional act, and we're going to test that theory with a lawsuit tomorrow.
Yeah. Today.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
For that correction.
Uh-huh.
And Steve Marmel is here now.
Yay, Steve Marmel!
Right this moment. Writer, comedian guy, good morning. And L.A. guy,
yeah.
Hi.
Hi. And remember, I am not Batman. Sorry. Don't be fooled.
Yeah.
Do you have Godzilla? Is that in honor of the Elon Musk and Trump fight? Godzilla versus Kong?
Let's say it is. It's actually just a big Tyrannosaur that he beat in the 50s, but sure, let's go
all
with
right.
that.
Okay,
all
okay
right.
good.
Okay.
Yeah.
My nerd is showing, isn't it? All right.
So, Steve, let's talk about what's happening in our hometown. As we, Gavin Newsom is dead on there.
Yeah.
This is absolutely provoked by Donald Trump, who is trying to escalate this. Newsom requested that Trump remove the Guard members, calling their deployment a serious breach of state sovereignty. I mean, these are the states' rights, guys, this GOP party, ever since 11 billion years ago, right?
Yeah. Yep. Well, they say states' rights, but it's not. It's more just like what we want rights. It has nothing to do with boundaries and everything to do with who they hate. So.
Karen, the mayor said, what we're seeing in Los Angeles is chaos that is provoked by the administration. This is about another agenda. This isn't about public safety. As I keep saying all morning, Steve, the LAPD chief pushed back against claims by the Trump administration that LAPD had failed to help federal authorities when protests broke out Friday. Newsom, meanwhile, has repeatedly said California authorities had the situation under control. He mocked Trump for posting a congratulatory message to the Guard on social media before troops had even arrived in L.A. I mean, that's
right.
How you know this is all horse, right? He's like, they're doing a great job. They weren't even here yet. Right.
Yeah.
He said Trump never floated deploying the National Guard during a Friday phone call. He called Trump a stone cold liar because, of course, he is. This is what they want. This video footage for Fox News. Right.
Right. Absolutely. And, remember, this is a guy who flooded Southern California because he thought it'd be cool to open up the dams and went, I did it.
Yeah. I turned on the water. You're welcome. And right. Meanwhile, flooded our Central Valley. Farmers won't have water this summer. I mean,
yeah.
Steve, I said it at the top of the show. That's an act of terrorism if anyone else had done it. Right.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. You know, here's the thing. Everybody goes, we're the fourth biggest economy. It's like, well, not when he's done with us.
Right.
He's basically going to war with a more prosperous nation right now. That's exactly, to me, that's what he's doing.
And I keep saying, I think he's deliberately trying to get us to lose the Olympics and the World Cup so he can blame us, can blame Democrats, California, Bass, Newsom, right?
Yeah. Well, who's gonna come when you can, like, be snatched to the 87-meter line?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I was saying, Steve, my bike club, my Major Taylor International Cycling Alliance convention was in L.A. this weekend, and I got to ride with riders from all the world, including Senegal and lots of places Trump would call, you know, whole countries. And yeah, it was an amazing, inspirational experience. People have lost legs from landmines, you know, but are still, that are riders, whether it's recumbent or regular bikes. And I felt so embarrassed. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
For what Trump was currently doing. They came from all over the country. We have chapters in every state. For Trump to be doing this to Los Angeles this weekend. And I was telling Chris, I was so joyful. And I posted pictures. And I realized some maggot on Twitter went, oh, didn't I see some of those people burning cars this weekend? And it took me a second. I went, oh, because they're black people in the pictures. I get it.
Yeah.
I mean,
it took you a couple seconds to figure out it was racist.
Yeah, well, I didn't. I wasn't sure because they were replying to my posting, to my picture, and I was like, yeah, "Wait!" And it did take me a second because I, you know, and then you go, yeah, "Oh, racist gut punch."
Yeah, exactly. Then it's like, okay, now I get it. You're a bigot bot. That might not even be a person. It could have been one phone sitting in a shed.
Yeah. So. But we were, Chris and I were talking about this Friday, between his stupid travel bans and, you know, all of this stuff. Like, who's going to want to come here? You know, scientists are already saying there's not going to be any international conferences here.
No, especially with RFK killing science. It's like, what are you going to come here for?
Yeah.
Leeches? New leech technology?
Yeah. I mean,
how to kill a bear cub?
This is not full-on authoritarianism. Asked if he planned to send U.S. troops to L.A., Trump replied, "We're going to have troops everywhere." I mean, between that and the video footage of these tanks and howitzers rolling into D.C. for his yay me birthday parade, right? I mean, you're like, I feel like I'm in North Korea.
Yeah, I do too, except I have not seen Dennis Rodman. So.
Well, there's one small silver lining. I don't know how long this is going to take. Newsom obviously talked about that we're going to sue.
Sue this morning.
Because once again, Steve, we're like, it's illegal. You can't, right? You can't activate the National Guard against the governor's wishes, you know?
Unless martial law has been declared. But it hasn't been
That's
declared.
Next.
Right.
That's next.
Yeah.
That's next. First of all, it'll be spelled wrong. It'll be spelled like the...
marital.
Like
Marshall Dillon from Gunsmoke.
Or it'll be spelled marital.
Yeah, marital. Well, he's not really good with that law.
No, he's not.
Not good with that law either.
So what you're telling me is that the governor didn't want it and Trump did it anyway. It's like he has a problem with consent.
Yeah, it's weird. I see what you did. But we were saying, you know, he's going to send the Marines in. They're just itching to turn the military again. And as someone was saying, you know, the Marines' only job is lethal force, usually. And Chris was talking about, you know, the Posse Comitatus Act. I mean, he violates a different law, Steve, every 15 minutes. You know, Steve Bannon saying, oh, we should seize Elon Musk's companies. And you're like, yep, that's illegal too, but sure. Might as well deploy it against your own, you know.
It's like, guys, you're both terrible. Stop fighting.
Yes, big bag of rats. That's what I always say. You're all equally awful. Fight, fight, fight. Big bag of rats. Don't care how it comes out. I'm just wondering if I'm missing anything here. Right. Governor Newsom said the move is purposely inflammatory, will only escalate tensions. And Secretary Rapey McDrunkie Kegbreath said if violence...
Which one?
Pete Hegseth.
Yeah. You have to ask which one.
Which drunk? Yeah. Oh, which Fox drunk? Not Jenny Pirro, the other one.
I mean, it could be anybody.
Yeah, which rapey drunk?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean Brett Kavanaugh. Not, that's Supreme Court rapey McDrunkie. This is Defense Department rapey
and
McDrunkie.
And not the Florida guy.
No, different guy. That's a different guy.
Many rapey McDrunks.
Kegbreath. That's who I'm talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, he said if violence continues, active duty Marines at Camp Pendleton will also be mobilized. They're on high alert. Trump federalized part of California's National Guard under what is known as Title 10 authority, which places him, not the governor, atop the chain of command. Again, wildly illegal. Mm-hmm. Gavin Newsom yesterday.
Where's your decency, Mr. President? Stop. Rescind this order. It's illegal and unconstitutional. And I said it. I'll say it again. It's immoral. You're creating the conditions that you claim you're solving, and you're not. And you're putting real people's lives at risk.
So Trump on social media said if Newsom and Bass don't do their jobs, the federal government will step in and solve the problem. Rioters and looters, the way it should be solved. And then he goes to a UFC fight with Mike Tyson. So you can see how serious this is.
Yep. I mean, I need to be cheered. So where's the one place I can go besides prison where they'll greet me with that kind of roaring applause?
Yeah. Yeah, but it's all, that's what I mean, Steve. What are we counting now? Is it 30 Fox hosts? Mm-hmm. Like, if you had any doubt that this is just a TV show, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, because what they want is Fox News. One guy tells everybody what the message is, and everybody goes out and does it. Some people get it out later because they've got to do hair extensions, lip fillers, big glasses, cosplay, shoot a dog. I mean, they have stuff to do, right? But it's the same crap, just different departments.
Now that you've set up the puppy killer, here she is, Kristi Noem.
Oh.
Okay.
I believe that we will press charges against everybody that has broken a law last night, and we should do that, and we'll continue to do our ICE operations. We'll continue to make sure everybody in this country has the law equally applied to them.
Was that a Kristi Noem hand puppet you were doing?
She and Nancy Mace both look like Pez dispensers to me.
Yes!
Like big head, and then they just like talk like this.
Like flapping mouths like in South Park.
Yeah, but then instead of candy, they're putting out like, I don't know,
bile.
I have no idea what's in
bile.
That.
Bile.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bile.
Yes. Here we go.
These leaders, I don't think we need to make examples out of them. I think we need to make examples out of criminals. And if the leaders are criminals, then they need to face the consequences too. That's just the way this country works, and that's how freedom works. Freedom works when everybody has justice applied equally to them.
Except
for the big guy in the White House.
That's why she freed Cricket from, to deal with, life. Cricket was her puppy.
Which costume was cosplay Hateful Barbie in on this one? Was she in the cop outfit? Did she shave her head to be one with the prisoners? What'd she do? I have no idea what she was like.
She did have a bulletproof vest on.
Oh, God.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
oh,
and a fact-proof vest.
Yeah. They make those now.
I didn't think I could hate Trump any more than I already do. Let me explain this, Steve, to people how much we hate Donald Trump here in California. But this weekend, and I just, anyone that voted for this, Steve, you said it best on, was this Blue Sky? You said, but you did vote for Trump, you heartless Trumper. That's exactly what you did with your vote, what all of you did. Take responsibility for the moms and toddlers in zip ties getting dumped in foreign jails. Remember the signs that said mass deportation now? Guess who the mass was? That's right, moms and kids. Congrats, you did it. Why pretend you're sad? I mean, this is exactly what you voted for, right?
Yeah. And it's like, this isn't my America. Well, yeah, no, it is. It is.
It
yeah.
is.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, and you have a little tip for 28. You said if we really want an evil techno oligarch with money and xenophobia that spans universes, there's only one choice. Hashtag Lex Luthor 2028.
Damn straight. He was the original anti-immigrant.
Yep. This is true.
They are all like evil supervillains. They really
yeah.
are. It's like a,
no, I know.
Someone
I know.
Who,
it's
oh,
like,
Paula Poundstone, our friend, said it's like a Batman movie with no Batman. No one is coming to save us.
Yeah, but
Ben Affleck, not George Clooney, no Batman is coming.
Yeah, but there's not even the cool villains like, Joker, Mr. Freeze. It's like Condiment King. It's those guys.
18 minutes after the hour. We got Steve for the hour.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Title Lock. I mean, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target.
Oh, yeah.
Here's how, yeah, right, because your retirement account, bye-bye.
Ew.
So, here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, fake a notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county. Just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they can take out loans using your equity. You can sell your property. You don't even know what's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. When is the last time you checked your home title? If your answer is never, that was mine. Mm-hmm. I was like, huh? That's what the scammers are hoping for. That's why I partnered with Home Title Lock. You can find out today if you've already been a victim, and you get a free title history report, free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection that gives you 24/7 monitoring on and on. Go to HometitleLock.com/Stephanie. That's HometitleLock.com/Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
Look what the homosexuals have done to me.
Well, lately it seems like the wall between church and state is under full-scale attack. In Texas, lawmakers want to post the Ten Commandments in school classrooms and give school boards power to approve prayer sessions and Bible readings. At the federal level, a new bill passed the House that removes Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming care, not just for youth, but everyone. And the Supreme Court, they're about to hear a case that could let religious charter schools access public funding, completely blurring the line between church and state. If this sounds extreme, it's because it is. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has been pushing back since 1978. They're on the front lines defending the Constitution, making sure public funds, public schools, and public policy stay secular. If you believe in facts over faith-based legislation, now's the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/freedom or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. Become a member today. Join and go to ffrf.us/freedom or text Miller to 511-511 to support their work, because when religion starts driving public policy, democracy takes a back seat. Text fees may apply. Are you traveling this summer? Will you leave instructions for a house sitter, the name and number of your vet, the code to your alarm system? Think about all the steps you need to take to prepare for vacation. You'll get a sense of what goes into a knockbox. Just go to theknockbox.com. Use the code Stephanie. Knockbox is a complete system that helps you organize all of your accounts, possessions, and estate plans for your next of kin. Every knockbox comes with a comprehensive checklist that helps ensure you add everything they'll need to manage your estate when you're gone. From your funeral directives to your insurance policies, even the keys to your storage unit, the knockbox helps you organize it all. If you've got a household, you need a knockbox. That's N-O-K-B-O-X. Right now, Stephanie Miller listeners save 16% off the knockbox of your choice. Just go to theknockbox.com/Stephanie. That's the N-O-K-B-O-X.com/Stephanie to get 16% off right now. Stay calm. Get organized today. That's theknockbox.com/Stephanie.
Summer is on at Sugar River Pizza with three awesome locations in Sun Prairie, Verona, and New Glarus. Grab a seat on the gorgeous patio and enjoy the breathtaking view. Catch live music every Thursday evening at their Sun Prairie location and sip from 48 beers on tap or a glass of your favorite wine. Craving something amazing? The pizza and pasta are melt-in-your-mouth delicious. And yes, they cater. Make it a summer to savor only at Sugar River Pizza. SugarRiverPizza.com.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer. Summer. It's our Scotty Summer statewide text to win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. For a complete list of contest rules, log on civicmedia.us/contest-terms.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol, Honor the Earth Pow Wow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Rockfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Railroad Freedom Center and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, we will. Yeah. Yeah. We'll melt your popsicle ice. Someone had the best tweet, Steve. They said, we didn't survive fire in L.A. to be taken down by ice. That's what I'm talking about.
Nice.
Any Pat Benatar song, I am down with it. Steve Marmel is here. Hey, Fairly Odd Parents and Family Guy.
Yeah.
Writer, comedian, extraordinaire. Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
In general, rabble-rouser and troublemaker, as Trump would say.
It's like she did the Fire and Ice, but she also did the equally accurate at this point, Hell is for Children.
This is true.
Yes. Yes.
And then
or all of us your, under Trump.
What was it? Hit me with your non-lethal shot.
Hit me with your rubber bullets, right. Yeah. Ay. Christopher, who said we didn't have a problem until Trump got involved? This is a serious breach of state sovereignty, inflaming tensions while pulling resources from where they're actually needed. Rescind the order. Return control to California. Who said that?
It was Chet, you betcha.
No. I see what you did there. No, it's Governor Newsom.
Okay,
who said inciting and provoking violence, creating mass chaos, militarizing cities, arresting opponents, these are the acts of a dictator, not a president. Who said that?
Augie Doggy.
No. I see what you did there. No. Yeah. Governor Newsom said that, yes.
Mm. That wasn't Jabberjaws?
You don't get to play, Steve. No, I was saying, you know, all morning, Steve, I hope this has cured Gavin Newsom of his, you know, finger in the wind, middle of the road, we can work with Trump, you know, let me go pal around with Steve Bannon and Charlie Kirk on my podcast, move to the center, you know, blah, blah, blah. This is what it gets you, as I say over and over, giving the bully your lunch money.
Yeah, it's, I don't, like, we're such in such uncharted territory that I feel like Waldo. I have no idea. I'd love to be able to go, you know what's going to happen, but I don't.
Yeah.
I didn't really expect it.
They're threatening to arrest him and Mayor Bass. Mm-hmm. Here's Gavin Newsom yesterday.
Come after me. Arrest me. Let's just get it over with. Tough guy. You know, I don't give a damn, but I care about my community. I care about this community. The hell are they doing? These guys need to grow up. They need to stop. And we need to push back. And I'm sorry to be so clear, but that kind of bloviating is exhausting. So, Tom, arrest me. Let's go.
Yeah. I mean, it's just here we are, right? They're like exacerbating and provoking a situation rather than working with, you know, the state and local government.
Well, you know what I realized? You could probably disappear Gavin Newsom in that in Homan's jowls. Because he's got those, he's got that basset hound crap going.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
I was talking about when I a few years ago where I used to hike. Somebody had a basset hound and they had a shower cap when they went hiking with their basset hound. They put a shower cap on him, so it's, you know, because his ears were too
dragging on the ground.
Yeah, but looked even more ridiculous than his ears was the dog in a shower. But okay, you know. You made a point, you know, because we're liberals, like, I think we all have empathy for John Fetterman, because I think he really needs help. I mean, I think it is quite disturbing at this point. But I think beyond that, he did do that sort of Newsom thing where he's, you know, moving to the center, supporting, you know, saying things that are supportive of Trump, you know, not the stuff he was elected for. And you just said, you know, he could be shamed to resign. Governor Shapiro could replace him with someone who wants to do the work of fighting against Trump. I mean, that's what Democrats want, Steve.
They want
Fox News Gavin Newsom, you know, fighting for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And for the Democratic Party, not bashing the Democratic Party and palling around with Bannon, right?
I agree. You know, and I know Chuck Schumer is still trying to find the glasses that are on his head, but it would be nice to see him do something. It's like, I'm going to write a sternly worded letter. It's like, okay, from Dale?
I'm a Libra and I can't ever make a decision, but I mean, glasses on or off, up or down. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think they're on his head, but he doesn't know they are. I think he's like looking for it like a TV remote. It's like, have you seen them? Does anybody know where they are? Anybody?
Honey,
I couldn't see.
Is the Roku separate? Is that remote separate? I can't find it. You're exactly right. That's what he looks like. Michael in the Bronx, you're on with Steve. Hi, Mike. Hey, Mike, go ahead.
You all right, Mike?
Hey. Let me tell you about this ICE thing. What if I were to tell you that I think those are the really January 6th insurrectionists in disguise? Because look how they evolved. I mean, first Trump pardons all of them, and then now all of a sudden ICE comes up. They're all masked. Why the hell they have to be masked?
I've seen that on social media, Steve. I don't know. It's like in what movie do I keep forgetting? Ark of the Asylum, Batman, when they, you know, Ghostbusters, when they release
Arkham
all
Asylum.
The villains. Do we know where they are? Are some of them in ICE? Who knows?
Arkham Asylum.
Ark of the,
you know, they know how Covenant? To storm buildings. They've got that down.
Where are the Ghostbusters ghosts once they release them? I mean, I'm just asking. Steve Marmel stays with us for the hour.
Yes.
Tom Harbin here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson. First responders handle a lot more than the practical parts of an emergency, like stabilizing people and getting people out of danger. Often they're comforting those in crisis, a heavy part of the job. It's a special skill because everyone is different and every situation is different. Now, One Madison Group wants to help all first responders on the job in Wisconsin connect with kids when they're in crisis. Lisa Hale has more.
When there's an accident, fire, an arrest, or situation that puts children in crisis, calming them, distracting them, oftentimes falls to the first responders. Kate Mann is the executive director of Reach a Child in Madison. Her organization supplies first responders with bags filled with books to help them connect to children in crisis.
And this is a way that we can help to comfort them and also distract them, take their mind off of the crisis at hand versus, say, a stuffed animal, which, you know, it can comfort in its own way. That doesn't really distract from the crisis. But when we can get them engaged in a book, that really helps to calm them down.
Reach a Child applies for grants and seeks donations at reachachild.org to cover all costs.
Speaking as a first responder, you know, our budgets are pretty tight and we don't have extra money to spend for books, right, to hand out to kids in crisis. So this is a wonderful tool that's provided to first responders free of charge that they can use in a proactive way when they encounter kids in crisis.
About 350 first responder groups have Reach a Child tools. Mann says it's her goal to get the bags to all 600 first responder organizations in Wisconsin. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy and cool today, with high temperatures reaching the mid-60s and breezy winds out of the west and showers and some storms sparking up this afternoon. Otherwise, tomorrow, a high-pressure system moves in, giving us plenty of sunshine and warmer temperatures in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's 60 degrees at our studios.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Michael Negron of the Small Business Majority.
You know, the Trump administration thinks that they're doing a solid for small business with their policies. And so having business owners out there talking about how, whether it's tariffs, whether it's potential cuts to health care, how it's going to hurt their bottom line, how it's going to hurt their consumers or their employees, I do think that will have a real impact. Every time he does something, he gets really bad feedback and he retreats in the face of it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome from the show Young Sheldon, actor Lance Barber, and we'll talk about the amazing career and life of Michael J. Fox. We are going to light it like it's Monday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Not an option. It's
talking to the federal government for days. I was hoping to prevent
this situation from happening. I was trying to encourage the administration that if they deployed the National Guard in Los Angeles, it would create a sense of chaos. It's the last thing our city needs. Our city is still trying to recover from the wildfires. And you just think about how so many people were impacted by that. And that's an example of where the administration was helpful. And to go from that situation to where we are now is just really tragic.
She's being very generous about the administration was helpful during the fires.
I mean, I get it. I get that they're like, hey, remember when he did this one thing that was sort of helpful that didn't hurt a lot of people?
Yeah, I remember him giving us a big you during the fire is what I remember. But, okay. No, I mean, but it just this is like actively harming and working against a city and a state, and it's unbelievable.
Well, some of Trump's supporters live in Pacific Palisades, so that's why he helped them.
Oh, right. That's because they told him, oh, people that voted for you.
Exactly.
Live there. Seth in L.A., you're on with Steve Marmel. Hello.
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 Huge Fairly Odd Parent fan, Steve, so thank you for that. What I wanted to say, I lived for 30 years plus in New York, but as of this weekend, I'm really an Angeleno, and I have never been so proud of my fellow Angelenos. I'm super proud of all of us.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, Seth, you have to remember how this started. They were disappearing people into a basement here with no food or water. They're, you know, zip-tying kids. I mean, this was started as a peaceful protest. They're the ones that escalated it, you know, and are trying to provoke it.
Even with the escalation, I think it's really important that we get the message out that very little damage actually happened.
Yeah.
You know, two of those remote cars were set on fire. Those three CHP
vehicles like four or five Waymos
were abandoned.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, four. Okay, four.
It was like four or five of them.
The three CHP vehicles that were abandoned, you know, got attacked. But think of the thousands of people that were out there, and there's what, three injuries. This is not the whole chaos narrative has to be stopped.
Yeah.
And Trump's already dropped the looting word. There was zero looting.
Right.
And by the time the sun went down, everyone had dispersed. We need to get that message out to everyone who isn't in L.A.
Yeah, exactly. Stephen, I was talking about it. It was ironic. I was at this huge, joyful, you know, Major Taylor cycling conference all weekend where people from all over the world were, you know, and again, I was saying people that have lost legs and landmines in other countries and just inspirational athletes and, you know, it really is, you know, a place. Chris went to L.A. Pride. You know, L.A. Pride was yesterday.
Yep.
And it's just, it's this whole, the T-shirt we all have, Love Trump's Hate, you know, is going to be the defining question for us going forward. Does it? Or is hate going to win this time, right? I mean, Rude Pundit, who we talked to earlier, said they're just salivating. They want a redo of Kent State, of the BLM protests.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it looks like. They want to redo
Kent
State.
Yeah, they're like, Tiananmen Square, great, you know, like... Yeah, I mean that's what we discussed.
Yeah, they want a redo of Kent State, but they're not looking to shoot like they want a couple extra zeros after the four dead in Ohio.
Yeah. I mean, Trump is on record saying, "Can't you shoot them during the BLM?" You know, it's because he had guardrails then, and General Milley said, "No, you can't." I mean, now apparently he has nobody saying no. So,
well, if it's an official act, I mean,
yeah. Yeah. All right, Damien in York, Pennsylvania, with thoughts on Pride, because happy Pride, everybody.
Happy Pride.
It's June. It's June. Everyone's gay.
Yeah. June's busting out all over.
Yeah, yeah. Damien, I don't know, can I have some gay music? Do we have, what is it, in the Navy? What do we have? I don't know. Damien with a Pride observation, Steve.
Okay.
Damien said, did you ever notice that with MAGA or somebody equally ridiculous, the more good-looking a guy is, the gayer they think he is? But the hotter they think a lady is, the straighter they think she must be, even at Pride events where they're holding hands, snuggling with their significant sapphic other, and so on. I guess it's because they have to tell themselves that handsome guys are no competition, and the only reason gals aren't into penises is because they haven't seen theirs. Yes, I can confirm that's correct. Who knows?
Not enough magnifying glasses in the United States.
Oh, Lord. All right. One last guess the quote, Christopher.
Okay.
Ready? Who said... you're going to tell me we should allow some punk to sit there and say Trump should be impeached and J.D. Vance should step in? you, dude. We're going to in war, and I'm going to rip your face off.
Oh, Wanda and Cosmo.
No.
I get it.
Yes, Steve?
Cat turd?
No, that was a good guess, though. That was Steve Bannon as it regards Elon Musk. Fight, big bag of rats.
Money fight. I love it.
Yeah, money fight. Exactly. That's
and,
what it
and
is.
And you know what? You know who I would love to not actually strangle, but just metaphorically strangle?
Yes.
The people that are like, hey, this is all distraction. You know that?
It is. And now LA is distracting from, you know, Trump going, yeah, go ahead and cut Medicare. I mean, Steve, it's all just right. You don't know what's distracting from what anymore. This Trump
must fight. It is possible
fight.
That none of it's a distraction. It's just him doing an endless series of terrible things, too.
Yeah totally.
Like we're distracted, like, because there's only so many disaster plates we can spin on sticks. But, you know, he just, like, takes a dump in one room and then goes into the next room and finds the next carpet to soil.
Okay. That was a rather descriptive poo analogy.
That's a metaphor.
This headline, Steve, just comes full circle to how this traitor got accidentally installed in the Oval Office in the first place. Top Russian official offers political asylum to Elon Musk. Because, of course, a Russian official said the nation could offer American billionaire Elon Musk political asylum over his dispute with Donald Trump. Wouldn't that just be a perfect ending to a perfect love story?
Yeah, because, you know, everybody's safe in Russia. I mean, I think the weather is partly cloudy with raining air conditioners right now. I'm not sure what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, all I'm saying is I think Putin and Musk know some stuff. Let me just say, I have profound suspicions about electoral, you know, in 2024. Shenanigans, yes.
Yeah. Even if they didn't get to crawl through our informational superstructure like a bad virus, I mean, he's had Twitter for, like, he's got 15, 20 years of your DMs. Like, yeah, he knows. It's like, it's all there.
So Trump on Sunday said there will be a serious consequences if Elon Musk funds Democratic candidates to run against Republicans who vote in favor of the big beautiful bill. First of all, that's authoritarianism when you make grown men call it the big beautiful bill.
Yeah.
Like, they're serious people. Okay. So anyway, if he said if he does, he'll have to pay the consequences for that. He'll have to pay very serious consequences if he does that. This is like when bullies bully each other. So I don't, you know, I don't even know what that threat means. But
I just
again,
want to coat them both with honey and release a bear.
Yes.
It's just I don't have a favorite. Although with Musk being South, it's like this Lethal Weapon 2 remake sucks.
You're correct. It does. Asked if he thought, this is, can I have the, I need a tinier violin than
right.
I currently have. I only have, There we go. Asked if he thought his relationship with the Elon Musk was over. Trump said, I would assume so, yeah. He said he has no plans to speak with Trump or Musk anytime soon. I'm too busy doing other things. I have no intention of speaking to him. I think it's a very bad thing because he's very disrespectful. You cannot disrespect the office of the president. Yeah, wouldn't that be horrible if someone disrespected the office of the president?
I sure hope a crowd doesn't come in there and, I don't know, smear feces on walls like what happened in the Capitol, because that would, well, that wouldn't need the National Guard, actually. That's different.
This one, this is one of the things I think is distracting from is the Epstein files, not just the stupid, horrible bill and the cutting our Medicare and, you know, Supreme Court ruling Doge can have all of our private data, our Social Security data, whatever. But this one, House Democrats are asking the DOJ and the FBI whether it's true, as Elon Musk now claims, that Trump is in the Epstein files. Of course he is, or they would have released it by now. Stephen Lynch, Representative Stephen Lynch and Robert Garcia from the great state of California.
California.
In a letter to Bondi and Patel, said they should immediately clarify whether that allegation is true. That seems to be maybe what he's distracting from, because it's the MAGA base that wants the Epstein files released, right?
Right.
I mean, and they so obviously this looks worse and worse.
I mean, I can't believe this guy's going to be the president of the 250th anniversary, July 4th. That just sucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
That's coming up.
I mean, like I was saying, the footage I watched this weekend, Steve, I swear to God, you'd think you're in North Korea with these, you know, what are they, howitzers? I don't even know. They're going to display rocket launchers and missiles along with more than 100 military aircraft and vehicles.
What could possibly go wrong?
Right. Right. Destroy the streets of D.C. I mean, they've said, like, how many homeless veterans you could help with this money. I mean, it's just, it's grotesque.
Look, he needs a party. It's like it's the end of democracy party. I don't know what the favors are going to look like, but maybe, I don't know, little tiny finger nooses, like, just to remind yourself sure. of where the prisoners are going to go. Or yeah.
All right. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, and any other situation where the military is bringing a bunch of trucks, they would have gone full on Ammon Bundy, like, not in my backyard, but I guess it's okay here, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But,
you know, it's.
I mean, it literally is like they're going to force the crowd to sing happy birthday. Like, there's, you know, just yeah. every story is like, oh my God. All right, so this is just one last sad breakup story, Steve.
Aww.
I'm sorry.
Aww.
I know it's been a very traumatic breakup for all of us, Trump and Musk. Ronna McDaniel, the former RNC chair, yeah. She said, I'm hoping it's like a Ross and Rachel thing.
What?
You know, Friends.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wait, I got
are you serious? She used the Friends reference?
Yeah, she did.
God.
That it's just a break, and then they come back together. All right.
And then they get older, and hopeful the whole thing gets canceled?
Right. You know, we all panicked when they broke up on Friends, and I hope they come back together. Chris Cuomo, after she called Ross a pedophile, Ronna McDaniel. I hope they come back together. Yes, I have to keep track, right? Pedophile, drug addict, what's been bandied so far? Wow.
The Venn diagram of that in the Republican Party seems to be a flat circle.
As of this morning, Elon Musk has gone back to hailing Trump on Truth Social.
Oh, has he?
What?
Yes. Oh, you mean this was all like just another distraction from, Huh.
Okay. Or he realized that Trump could go deport him, and then he'd be, you know, back in South Africa with his fidget spinner or whatever.
Working those emerald mines.
I'm a liberal helper, Steve. I'm a, you know, people person. Why can't we have nice things? Why can't Trump be impeached and Elon Musk can be deported?
Yes,
and.
Yeah, yes. I started an improv. You sure. probably did too. Yes, and.
Yes, and why not?
And 25th Amendment, Cat yes, turd. Yes, and
Cat
what else?
Cat turd seems to be my reference this morning.
And we love it.
I forget whose side Cat turd is on. Who is he fighting with now? I can't remember. Marjorie Taylor Greene was on Elon Musk's side.
Right.
Is she back on Trump's side now?
Arby's? I think he's on Arby's side.
Arby's.
And who? Oh, Stephen Miller, a defriend or whatever the hell.
Unfriended Elon Musk.
8-year-olds do now. What?
He unfriended Elon Musk.
Right, and I don't know. Oh, Steve Bannon. I can't remember.
But okay. Miller's wife did not unfriend Elon Musk.
No, she did not.
Worst thruple ever.
Wow, she's the worst taste in men ever. 47 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Vibrance.
Uh-huh.
And no, I'm not saying it wrong. I have Vibrance because of Vibrance.
The extra I is for I can't believe how awesome you look.
Thank you. Wow.
The way you said that was a little bit of Jerry Lewis, though. It's like, Vibrance.
Hey, lady. Vibrance Super C Serum. Listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day cream, eye cream, night cream, neck cream, wrinkle cream, dark spot reducers. Hey, we got stuff to do. You don't have time for all that. Streamline. The ingredients in just this one bottle include vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B, 5 and vitamin E Super C Serum. I love it. It goes on all citrusy and smooth. You feel fantastic. You get a healthier complexion, minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. If you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Stephanie. Save up to 37% off and free shipping. That's Vibrance.com/Stephanie.
Who do you think you're talking to?
Stephanie Miller.
You've probably heard the rumor you can't regrow cartilage, but what if that's not entirely true? Science has discovered a unique protein that may help support joint cartilage regeneration naturally. Imagine moving freely without stiffness or pain, and the bonus, a glowing, hydrated look and fewer fine lines and wrinkles. Meet Native Path Collagen, a clean, single-ingredient formula made with hydrolyzed collagen peptides. No fillers, no additives, no artificial junk. It is third-party tested for purity, packed with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the ones your body needs most. For healthy joints, skin, bones, hair, nails, and gut, just 2 scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. Mix it into coffee, tea, or any drink. It's completely flavorless, easy to use. Consistency's the key. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping. Get nativepath.com/Stephanie. Feel better, look younger. Start your transformation today. Get nativepath.com/Stephanie. One more time, that is getnativepath.com/Stephanie.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399-3706.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Madison can't seem to get enough of Serenity Pet Spa because we are bursting at the seams with adorable dogs. I'm Liz Johnston, founder and internationally recognized certified master groomer. With 2 locations on the east and west sides of Madison, you'd think that'd be enough. But demand is so high for our award-winning grooming, Serenity Pet Spa is opening a new location on Junction Road in Middleton. Serenity's not your average groomer. We understand your pets. From wiggly puppies to anxious seniors, you can trust the pros at Serenity Pet Spa because we focus on every dog's unique needs. We are passionate about caring for their health and overall well-being. To celebrate our growth, we're offering 10% off at all locations for new clients until July 31st. Book your appointment today at SerenityPetSpaMadison.com. And be sure to catch my segment with John and Gordy in the morning every first Tuesday of the month as I share my expertise. Serenity Pet Spa, doesn't your dog deserve the best? SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Certified Master Groomer Liz Johnston with Serenity Pet Spa. Committed to its mission to provide world-class grooming for pets and the people who love them. SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Credo.
Credo.
Bubble. It's the nation's only progressive phone company now more than ever. Right? People want to they don't want to be with companies that bend the knee, that kiss the ring. Talking to you, ABC. Just, you know, lately. When you switch to Credo Mobile, you get reliable nationwide coverage, competitive plans, but more importantly, every month, Credo Mobile donates to progressive nonprofits. Over $95 million now. Planned Parenthood, ACLU, on and on. Our members vote on who gets the money. Switching to Credo Mobile is a smart, easy way to make a difference. Just go to CredoMobile.com for more info. For Stephanie Miller listeners, you can get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25 at CredoMobile.com. Com. 53 minutes after the hour, Steve Marmel's here.
Hey, Steve Marmel.
Stand-up comedian, known for Fairly Odd Parents, Family Guy, Marmel, just at Marmel on all the socials.
Yep.
Right? TV writer, right. Producer. All right. Oh, one last Pride one. Happy Pride, everybody. Yeah. We had our big L.A. Pride yesterday. Donna says, hey, Steph, I'm a big Lesbo fan.
Oh, okay.
Hiya. I, for one, am tired of these straight guys telling you how pretty you are. I am an actual real-life lesbian here to tell you what a gorgeous, smart, funny, and did I say gorgeous woman you are. I can't understand why you're single. Oh, Chris will fill you in. But honestly,
we only have an hour with me.
Oh, yeah. Shut up, Steve. But Bonnie and Clyde are very lucky to be your terrierist sleeper cells. I enjoy them barking in the background so much. So does Chris.
Oh, that's...
And I also
great radio.
And I love when you do the dog talking voice. Oh, I know, Mr. and Mrs. Kisses love it too. Love you, Steph. Chris is wrong. Love baby Bella too. Oh. I didn't. You know what? We've been so far down the big bag of rats. I didn't even get to this one. You know, for all the stories that they do every friggin' 5 minutes about Democrats in disarray and let's do another autopsy on 2024. I mean, look at this party. They are imploding, right? Between, you know, MAGA and Musk and Bannon and, okay, to this one. Daniel Horowitz, senior editor at The Blaze. That's a right-wing rag,
yeah,
right?
Yep.
Denounced Trump for failing to drain the swamp in a new column calling the commander-in-chief a cheap date. Ooh, they call him a man whore.
Uh-huh.
Under the headline, Trump keeps endorsing the establishment. He vowed to fight. Horowitz suggested Trump's endorsement of, I don't know who, somebody in an upcoming Arizona gubernatorial race, quote, fits a troubling pattern, early cycle support for anti-Trump Republicans who haven't lifted a finger for the movement while stronger MAGA candidates waited in the wings. I mean, hey, that's the question, Steve, right, is what happens to Trumpism when Trump's gone? I mean, what happens to this MAGA?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, what is MAGA except for the Tea Party? They'll rebrand themselves and push the same crap. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know what they'll call themselves. Maybe they're, you know, because they're going to have a lot of red hats. So it's going to have to be something with red hats.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to have enough money to buy new red hats.
Right. It's going to have to keep those. Right. So we talked about Newsom trying to, you know, work with Trump or just, I don't know, take a move to the center, whatever it was he was doing. But this one, And of course, he still gets the Gavin Newsom social media posts. And Trump proposed that he and Elizabeth Warren, who he frequently calls Pocahontas in a racist smear that he does over and over, he said he wants to form an unlikely alliance to prevent economic catastrophe. First of all, they don't agree on anything economically. He said Trump's announcement came after Warren shared a video of Trump acknowledging Warren's desire to get rid of the debt ceiling in the Oval Office, saying he always agreed with her. She said jacking up the debt limit by $4 trillion to fund more tax breaks for billionaires is an outrage. Well, that's the part that she cares about, that's what this whole bill is. It's always about tax breaks for billionaires.
The compromise would be she gives up something and he keeps his tax cut for rich people.
Right. That'll and work. Continues to call her Pocahontas.
Yeah, well, in a way, he's, you know, taking her land and giving her smallpox, so maybe...
In a way, yeah.
In a way.
Jane in New York, you're on with Steve Marmel. Hey, Jane.
Hey, I just wanted to say I got up this morning and I started listening to the show, and I started singing from the beginning for Dead in Ohio. And so when that was missed, it was like, I don't know, my heart just broke.
Yeah.
Because this is so sad. Used to be my daddy told me that you listen to the news and it's the exception to the rule. But unfortunately, every day, I see that it's not.
Yep. All right. Well, you'll keep getting the truth here and from Steve Marmel on all the socials. We always love having you, Steve.
Well, it's nice to be here.
You remain a delight. I don't know how many years I've known you, but more delightful by the moment.
Oh, thank you. Oh. And you can't get any more delightful, so you've peaked.
Oh, thank you. All right, thank you. I'll see you tomorrow.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. State Senator Kelda Royce will be here with our weekly Joint Finance Committee update, as well as headlines from Wisconsin Watch. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Hey, at the end of the day, everybody wants the same thing from their mattress. A good night's rest, am I right? It's not rocket science. You don't need a physics genius to make you a futuristic space bed. You just need someone to listen to what you want and who knows the materials that will get you there. And you might even be surprised to learn that that someone could be living right next door. At Verlo, we're your friendly neighborhood mattress genius. American made, locally crafted. Welcome to Verlo.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. California is gearing up to sue the White House over what happened over the weekend. ABC's Alex Stone is in Los Angeles with more.
Today, Governor Gavin Newsom announcing California will be suing President Trump over his deployment of National Guard troops here under Title 10, allowing him to federalize them. Newsom alleges Trump illegally federalized the troops and that the order he signed does not only apply to California, but that the order allows Trump to send troops into any state. Every Democratic governor in the U.S. has signed onto a letter calling it an illegal use of authority.
The Trump travel ban is now in effect. Citizens from a dozen countries are now banned from visiting the United States. Citizens from seven other countries face restrictions, but not a total ban. Another salmonella outbreak, this one involving eggs from the August Egg Company. So far, nearly 80 people have gotten sick, and more than 20 have been hospitalized, mostly in western states. The FDA has issued a recall. This is ABC News.
Local